You see, in Italy, 734 people died in 24 hours, last 24 hours. And the previous day also, 700 plus in just one day. So how this disease of corona is ravaging the Italy, it is spreading like a wildfire, uncontrollably. Of course, the news report showed that Hare Krishna devotees are within the four walls of the campus and they haven't gone out and everyone is safe. There is no danger for any devotee. Still, we can understand from this ravaging COVID-19 virus how, if it is little carelessly allowed, how it can jump from person to person to person and create such a ravaging effect on the society. Similarly, if we entertain material desires into our heart, to which we are very attached to, one becomes two, two becomes four, four becomes eight, and eight becomes 80. The material desires multiply within our heart and ravage our body and mind, and they completely devour us. They become all devouring over a period of time and becomes practically uncontrollable situation. Also, while we can pray for these living entities, let them get a chance to be Krishna conscious in the next life, we should know Kamala Dala Jala Jivana Thalamala. How temporary the life is. The human form of life is very precious, but it can be taken away in a moment by such deadly diseases in this world. When Parikshit Maharaj was in the womb of his mother, Lord Krishna protected him from the Brahmastra, which was practically impossible for anyone else to do other than the Supreme Lord. Nobody can do such a miraculous activity. At the time of Parikshit getting a curse to die in 7 days, Parikshit did not expect that because Lord protected me in the womb of my mother, again the same Lord should now also protect me from this Takshaka, snake bird. Why? Because there Prabhupada says that the Narayana Parayana devotees, Syat Sambramonta Kalepi Smaratam, it says that the devotees of the Lord, they only focus on the remembrance of the Lord. They know if you focus on the remembrance of the Lord, you become immortal. Then whether the body is taken away or the body is given another replacement, or the body is taken away once and for all and you go back to Godhead, it's immaterial, because remembrance of the Lord is the ultimate goal of life. And Parikshit was happy with that. And death is just like an injection. If a doctor gives an injection, you feel the pinching effect. After that it is gone, isn't it? Similarly, the death is like pinching, you know, your metal body is taken away. And Parikshit was ready for it, because he very intelligently directed his body, mind, words in a one-pointed approach to glorifying Lord Hari and hearing about Lord Hari and meditating on Lord Hari's pastimes. In this way, he immortalized his body, mind, words, everything, and entered into the region of boundless bliss of spiritual world. So, therefore, sometimes devotees ask, I am doing devotion service, so hopefully this virus will not touch me. But even if virus touches, one shouldn't be horrified by it. Okay, this virus may probably take away my body, but let me focus all my energies, talents and attention, everything in Krishna service. Because that is actually the goal. If we didn't do it well in this life, we will be given one more opportunity to continue in the next life and in the subsequent lives. So if that is the ultimate goal, let us focus on it and leave the matter to Krishna, because there is no authority equal to him or better than him. And he knows best what is good for us. So we have a very, very limited notion that if I am a devotee, then nothing should happen to me. Actually, devotee means, what type of devotee am I? What is my consciousness? What is the quality of my devotion that fills my heart? What is the quality of my lifestyle? So people have many false conceptions of oneself. So one should know what is one's prarabdha karma coming from the past. Nobody knows if the body has to be taken away. Therefore, there are two types of prarabdha karmas. One is the prarabdha karma utilized by the Lord to punish a devotee and give him remembrance of the Lord. Another type of prarabdha karma is not directed by the Lord, but it is directed by Maya, by which one falls down and becomes forgetful of the Lord. So which is better? Some people don't want either. But we should be prepared for the first. Sometimes the prarabdha karma may come as a punishment in our life. Somebody may get a disease and he may have to die. But if it enhances our remembrance of the Lord, there is no problem. Because we have succeeded in our life. Therefore, in these days of such a ravaging virus, we can be prepared ourselves. Parikshit at least had 7 days notice. We don't have 7 days also notice. Because this virus, when it clings to the body, some people have died on the spot, some people have died within few hours also. Because they say that the lungs breathe only 15 to 20% of their regular breathing. So it causes severe pain in the chest and back that we cannot breathe. So they showed the video of how so many people are, hospitals are filled not in ICU. People who are supposed to be in ICU are outside in general ward. Hundreds and thousands of people in Italy. So this is a time of ravaging epidemic. So we should be prepared in case somehow or other it clings to us. Now, how is the quality of my chanting the holy name? How much am I depending on the Lord now? So it is better for us to focus on that, because nobody can do anything that Krishna can do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Nam Prabhu ki Jai.